Welcome to it, beloved. Welcome to yet another episode of Deeply Rooted. As you know, this is where we help each other grow in our relationships with God and give each other perspective, you know, through the lens of the Word of God about the different issues and things that we go through and have to navigate in our daily lives. So this week won't be any different. We will be doing just that. And thank you so much for keeping on tuning in every week in, week out. We are growing as the Deeply Rooted family. And if you are new, we pray and we trust that you will be blessed by this episode and all other episodes before this. So welcome to it, beloved. This is another episode where we will discuss something very relatable, something that we all go through, something that I'm currently going through right now. It is a very personal season. It's a very personal episode that I'm recording because I'm going through this season right now, a season where it just seems like everything is being thrown at me all at once. I mean, you've experienced that kind of season, beloved, I am assuming, because I mean, once in every while in our lives, you know, that season comes where you feel like everything is just thrown at you. If it's not this, it's that. If it's not that, it's this. You deal with one situation, and then when you finish dealing with that, another situation comes. You know, there's just so much going on in my life personally, and not only in my life, also by the time I'm recording this episode, it's a time when where a lot of things are happening in the country. You know, there's an increase in gender-based violence. There's so many cases. There's so much turmoil going on in society. You know, if it's not this issue that we're faced with, it's another one. If it's not that one, it's another one. It just keeps coming. Sometimes you just feel like things keep piling up and it feels like, you know, the enemy has an address attached to you. He's like, he's got your address and he's just delivering a parcel of tribulations to your doorstep, you know. So that is basically what's happening in my life, in the country, and probably in your life as well, and in the lives of everyone else that may be experiencing this particular season. So I just want to assure you, beloved, that you are not alone. It's something that a lot of people go through. Some seasons are smooth sailing. Some seasons feel like, okay, it's calm. But some seasons feel like a raging storm. Some seasons feel like you're in the middle of the ocean and the waves are just coming at you, you know. So, but it does pass. That is the beauty of having a relationship with God, that even in the midst of hardship, even in the midst of difficult things and things that never seem to end, you are never alone. You've got the most powerful force in the universe with you. You've got the Word of God to carry you through. So that is just the beauty of walking with the Lord, with walking with Christ. You know that you never ever have to face anything alone, and it doesn't have to be permanent. You know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. So that's what we'll be talking about today. You know, basically how to keep a sane mind, or how to just make it through and stand firm in the midst of raging storms where just life throws things at you nonstop, right? So, I mean, we are not the first ones, by the way, to go through something like this. I mean, we always refer to the Word of God here at Deeply Rooted. So there's a part in scripture in the book of Matthew chapter 14. It starts from verse 22, right? So I'll just paraphrase what happened. I'm pretty sure a lot of people know this scripture. But for those who don't know it, it's basically a scripture where Peter is in the boat with other disciples. So Jesus had sent the disciples to go ahead of him while he remains behind and prays, right? And then as they go, Jesus walks on water, literally, because he's Jesus, because he's God. He has the ability to do that. So he walks on water and tries to meet them in the ocean. And when they see him, they're obviously terrified, because I mean, what do you mean you're walking on water? So their first thought was, oh my goodness, this is a ghost. So they thought this is a ghost. But then Peter said, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come and I will come. And then Jesus said, yes, come. So Peter started walking out of the boat and walking towards Jesus. But when he saw that there's raging oceans and raging waves that are, you know, just prevalent where he was in the ocean, then he began to be afraid. You know, he became scared, and then he started to sink, because now his focus shifted from Jesus to like what was happening around him. And I mean, I understand him. I mean, that's what we usually do as well. Think about it. You're in the ocean and you're walking. Let's say Jesus gives you that ability to walk on water. And then all of a sudden, you just see these, you know, you see the ocean and it's really like it's a hectic storm and you see waves just coming at you from all angles. Obviously, you will look at these storms and you will be frightened as to what exactly is going on, you know. So that's what Peter did. Like, he just got afraid, basically, and then he started to sink. That's the unfortunate part that happened, that he started to sink. And then he called out to Jesus, that who he was walking to, that, Lord, please save me or help me. And then Jesus reached out for him immediately, and then he saved him. And then he said at that moment to him, oh, your little faith, why did you doubt? Meaning, why did you keep your eyes from me and shifted your eyes to the storm that's happening around you? You know, so we were being taught a very powerful lesson from that story, that in the times where there's raging oceans and there's just things that are being thrown at us, you know, whether it's at your workplace, whether it's at your family, whether it's the country, and you see so many devastating news, you know, when you turn on the TV or when you read articles, you see so many things that are stressful. And it's so easy to be swayed away. Our focus as believers and children of God, it's so easy for us to look at what is happening around us and begin to sink. Basically, we begin to start being depressed. We begin to start being stressed. We begin thinking that, you know, there's no hope. It's such a horrible, dark world, which it is. But if we are people that have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, if we have a relationship with God, our focus should always be on Christ. Our focus should always be on God, should always be on the fact that He's a good God. He's a faithful God, and He's able to turn things around. He's a great and massive and omnipotent God who's able to literally change things in a second, you know. So that's where our focus should always be, no matter what is happening around us, whether it's raging waves, whether it's so heavy. Not to say that we mustn't acknowledge it. Yes, it's okay to acknowledge it, especially in front of God. You know, you need to be honest and raw and real before God and let Him know that, God, it's actually so heavy right now. So many things are happening. I'm feeling overwhelmed. And you need to lay it at His feet. You need to give it to Him in His hands and leave it at His hands, trusting that He will take care of it. And then your focus then must remain on Him. It must remain on His word, because God has something to say about each and every season, you know, that is happening in the world or in your life. You know, my mother always said that the word of God has the answer to everything. It has the answer to everything that you may be going through, whether you want to make a decision, whether it's hard in your life, whether things are happening in the country. The word of God literally has answers for everything, you know. I mean, I remember I was having a conversation with a friend recently about what is happening in the country, you know, the rise in GBV cases and everything. And he referred me to a scripture in the book of Isaiah 60, where it speaks about thick darkness that becomes very prevalent before light becomes visible, you know. So basically, before things start going well, before things start happening and the positive things start happening, somehow, the way things work or the way the world works, there has to be some form of darkness first before that light is made manifest. And thankfully, if it's the light that is mentioned in the Bible, it's a light which overcomes and overpowers darkness, you know. So that is the kind of hope that we should have, beloved, because it's not easy. It's really, there's so many raging things happening in our personal lives in the country, but our faith and our focus should always be on Jesus. You know, I can imagine how different the story might have ended if Peter had looked to Jesus at that moment. But because he was overwhelmed, because he was frightened, and we also fall into that trap of being frightened and overwhelmed and focusing on the storm around us. But Jesus advises us, you know, the Bible advises us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, you know. So it's very, very important, beloved. And it's not only shown or illustrated in the story of Peter walking on water. For example, there's a part in the book of Psalm 121. The writer says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So your help will come from the Lord in whatever that you're going through. Yes, as I said, it's okay to acknowledge that you're going through this, but your help will come from the Lord. Hence, your eyes need to always be fixed on the Lord and not on what's happening around you. Yes, acknowledge it. Yes, cry to God about it, but let not your focus be on that. You know, your focus, like that particular situation, must not consume your mind as a believer, because you've got a greater hope in Jesus. The Bible describes Jesus as the light which darkness cannot overcome or has not overcome, you know, so meaning, if you've got that great light, that's where you must be focused on, and trusting that his light will be made manifest in these kind of situations. You know, it's not easy. I know, beloved, I know personally in my life, because just this week alone, so many things have been thrown at me from all angles, and I just didn't understand what was going on. Why is it this? Why is it that this is happening? And then this is happening. If I sort this out, then this will happen. Like, you question yourself, like, as to why. But the main important thing to do as a believer is to just keep your eyes on Jesus and keep your faith in him. You know, and there's another part in scripture that gives us perspective on what to do when there's just raging oceans and things happening around us. You know, in the book of Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, 1 and 2, it says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things," right? So what this scripture is saying is basically, earthly things, if we could think about them, are things that we go through on this earth. You know, usually when people interpret the scripture, they refer to it as material things of this world, desires that we have in this world. I mean, which is valid. But another perspective or another revelation I was given of the scripture is, when it speaks of earthly things, it also speaks of the things that we go through here on earth. You know, the hardships that we go through, the difficulty that we go through, the overwhelming things that seem to never end that we go through here on earth. So this scripture says, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things," right? So if we have been raised with Christ, so basically what that means is, if you have given your life to Christ, if you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, your mind needs to shift. Your mindset needs to shift to look to God, to look to Christ, you know, who's seated at the right hand of God. And it says we should set our minds not on earthly things, but on things above, right? So meaning, we shouldn't look or be too overly consumed by the things of this earth, the things that we go through, the challenges that we go through. Even the things that we desire here on this earth must not consume us to the point where, you know, if things don't go the way we want, or if things are just raging and it just seems to never end, it disheartens us and it discourages us to the point of no return. But if our eyes and our focus is on Jesus, is on things above, then yes, things are going to happen. Yes, maybe we might experience disappointment and this, this and that. Yes, we don't go through those things alone. God is with us. But if our eyes and our focus is on Jesus, is on Christ, then things will be different. Our perspective will be way different. You know, so for example, we have been promised. Jesus gave his disciples, and which happens to be us now, because I mean, the disciples were given a mandate when Jesus ascended to heaven to go preach the gospel to all ends and make disciples of everyone who believes. So we who believe in him are also his disciples because of that. He was speaking to his disciples, making them a promise, you know, in the book of actually John 14, where Jesus was giving them encouragement, basically. You know, they were, I don't know, I'm not quite sure what the context was, but the chapter starts with him, with Jesus saying, "Do not be troubled, you know, do not be troubled, because you believe in God and you believe also in me." So he was just telling them that no matter what is happening, no matter how much oceans are raging around you, don't be troubled. You know, you believe in God, believe also in me. And then I like how he shifts his perspective after that verse one. He then proceeds to say, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it weren't so, I would have told you, but I'm going to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you also will be." So he was making a promise there that we will spend eternity with him. You know, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior and you have a relationship with God, you know that there's eternity that awaits you. You know, what you see here on earth, the things that happen here on earth, it's not all there is. You know, there's so much more beyond what we're experiencing right now. You know, there's eternity waiting for us. There's a mansion attached to your name. You know, that's what Jesus said, that don't be troubled. You know, yes, things are happening on earth, but don't be troubled. Keep your eyes on me. Know that there's a mansion attached to your name. I've prepared eternity. I've prepared eternity for you, you know, so that you spend eternity with me. So that means no matter what is happening here on earth, you know, no matter the things that we go through, the raging wars, the unending troubles and turmoil that is happening, we should always keep our eyes on things above, not only on God himself, not only on who Jesus and God and Christ and the Holy Spirit is and his ability to change things, but also on the fact that as believers, eternity is promised to us. You know, eternity, we will spend eternity with Christ, where there won't be pain, where there won't be crying, where there won't be any turmoil, you know. So that should be the one thing that is at the forefront of our heads, that yes, we're experiencing this hardship, hardship. Yes, we're experiencing things that are not nice here, but if you've given your life to Christ, you can rest assured that eternity is promised to you. So yeah, beloved, it's not easy. It's not an easy season. And my heart goes out to everyone who's triggered right now. I'm also triggered a lot. So many things are happening in the country and also in my personal life. But one thing that should comfort you is the fact that you have Jesus, and Jesus is able to shift things. I mean, if you remember in the book of Acts chapter 2, there's a part where Peter references something that was spoken long ago before, you know, Jesus' time, that in the last days, God will pour out his spirit on all flesh, you know. Like daughters and sons will prophesy, men and women will see dreams and visions. So the way I'm looking at what is happening right now is that there's so much thick darkness, there's so much evil happening, but it comes ahead of a great light which is coming, because God promised us that his spirit will be poured upon all people. And when his spirit is poured upon all people, there will be a change. People's hearts will change. People are going to make better decisions. People are going to come to Christ, most importantly, you know. So that is the comfort that we should look to, beloved, looking to Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith, looking to him who is greater than all things, who's omnipotent, looking to him who's faithful, looking to him who's able to turn situations around, looking to him who is the light. He says he's the light of the world. He's the light which darkness hasn't overcome and can never overcome. You know, his light penetrates into darkness and darkness becomes nothing. So yes, there is a thick sense of darkness right now in your life, in the world, but Jesus is available. Jesus is that great light, and in him you can find rest, you can find peace, and you can be confident of the fact that his light will penetrate and things will get better. So beloved, that is the encouragement I have for you today. And I'm actually remembering, you know, us looking to things of the earth or of the world, it doesn't really help, you know, because I mean, as I said in the book of Psalm 121, the writer says, my help comes from the Lord. You know, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord. So your help comes from the Lord. And I'm remembering that there's a popular story in the Bible of David and Goliath, where David wanted to defeat this great giant. And David was still a young boy at the time, you know. So he wanted to defeat this great giant, but people were doubting him. And they gave him these garments, you know, to be able to fight this giant. But then he took them all off, you know, and then he used literally just the stone and the sling, and that's how he defeated Goliath, you know. So that story showed us that looking to things of the earth does not help, because before he shot that sling, he said, you come to me with all the weapons that you have, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, you know. So it shows that our help comes from the Lord. Our solutions will come from the Lord. Our peace in the midst of everything comes from the Lord. So our eyes should be fixed on the Lord, you know. So we should always keep our eyes focused on Jesus, on God and his ability, and not try to, you know, look around at the raging waters and try to find solutions elsewhere. But our focus should always be on Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith, who's able to turn things around, who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think or imagine, you know. So I'm praying for you, beloved. I'm praying for you during this season of turmoil. It's heavy, it's annoying, it's frustrating. I know, because I'm also going through it. But let's look unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. He is the light which darkness cannot overcome. No matter how thick the darkness can be, when his light penetrates, you know, it literally overpowers that darkness. So let's look unto him. Let's trust in him. Let's trust that he will make himself manifest and visible in this season for our country, for us, for everything, for all aspects of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Hey. Wabethelwa nyanga yami. Esiphambanweni sehlango. Ingakho ngikuthumisa. Ngithi uphakeme. Wabethelwa nyanga yami.
Jesus.
Esiphambanweni sehlango. Ingakho ngikuthumisa. Ngithi uphakeme. Wena Jehova.
We've come to the end of our episode today, beloved. This was Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sinazo. Don't forget to subscribe to Iono FM, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And also, don't forget that we've got many other podcasts under Times Live. We've got Taking Rams by the Horns. We've got Business Day Spotlight. We've got the SL Cabinet and so many more. So please be sure to tune in and listen to those as well. Otherwise, until next time, you are loved, you are treasured, you are precious in your Father's sight, in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless.